Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Behind the Binge Podcast. It is your host, Marissa. Today, I want to talk about how to know if you're eating too much or too little once you ditch dieting, when you're no longer calorie counting. It is really common that getting into calorie counting comes from a fear of eating too much. So therefore, we believe that if we just restrict our calories, we will be able to control our intake enough to not exceed our body's needs. However, if you are listening to this podcast and you struggle with binge eating, then you obviously know that is not simply the case. It is not a simple math equation, calories in, calories out, and just not overeating to be able to meet your body's needs. Our body is always working for us. And no matter how much we try to quote unquote control our intake, it is ultimately up to our body to tell us how much we need. So if you are moving away from dieting and you are recovering from binge eating, this is the episode for you so that you can understand what you need to be focused on and most concerned with when it comes to your eating patterns, how much you need to be eating, what determines how much you should be eating, and how or even when you can start tuning into your own body signals for these answers.
Welcome to Behind the Binge, the podcast where we bring forth much-needed conversations about binge eating recovery and ditching diet culture. I'm your host, Marissa Kaimilik, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and binge eating coach. This is our space to dive into practical tips to heal from binge eating, challenge your diet culture beliefs, discuss the nuances of intuitive eating, and empower you to recover. Let's start exploring what's behind the binge.
To be honest, most people I work with need to be more concerned with not eating enough rather than eating too much, especially if you struggle with binge eating. In binge eating recovery, I often say there's not quote unquote too much because no matter your size, your body needs to heal from the chronic restrictions or deprivation that keeps you stuck in the binge eating cycle. Even if your binge eating started from mental or emotional reasons, the restriction that pretty much inevitably follows a binge is what continues to perpetuate the cycle. So whether or not it began from a solely food restrictive place, restriction is pretty much always involved in continuing the binge eating cycle because we live in a society that shames you for overeating. And so, like I said, inevitably there will be a feeling of restriction after a binge if you are trying to quote unquote make up for the binge, vow to never do it again, you need to eat less to compensate for it, et cetera, et cetera. So in the healing process, we need to be focused on recovering from this chronic restriction in order to break the cycle. Undereating, although it gets around in diet culture as a positive thing to be doing, a healthy thing to be doing, it actually really disrupts our sleep. It increases stress in the body. It creates difficulty absorbing nutrients, and it puts our body in a chronic state of fight or flight. You all have heard of feast and famine cycles from way back when we didn't really have safe and convenient access to food. Well, fight or flight is the same thing. Our body gets into a state where it feels like it's either all in, eating a lot, or eating nothing at all. And our stress levels are high, and our body really isn't trusting that safe, reliable access to food is ahead. And so that's where, when we have access to some food, when we have a little bit of permission, we find ourselves in a binge. So to combat this, we have to cultivate trust back with our body, trust from the inside out, where our appetite isn't so erratic that we're always in a restrict or a binge, but where our appetite is regular because there's no uncertainty if there is adequacy, an adequacy of how much we're eating around the corner. This is why eating enough really is a solid starting point for anyone in binge eating recovery. If you are not certain that you are eating enough, that is likely the thing that you want to be paying the most attention to. So, to cultivate body trust in order to break free from the erratic appetite swings and to be able to better listen to your body intuitively, eating enough, really eating an abundance, is key. I want to share with you a story of a past client who went through this honeymoon phase of eating more food in order to combat binge eating and how she made it out on the other side with a trusting and healthy relationship with food and her body. We'll use the name Amy just for anonymity. Anonymity. I can't say that word. It sounds like, what is that from Finding Nemo? Anonymity. Okay. Anyways, I digress. Amy came to me after over 2 decades of dieting. She truly believed that her body was broken. She said, "Marissa, I follow all of these intuitive eating dietitians who tell me to listen to my body, and I just can't. Every time I give myself permission to eat, I just can't stop unless I'm dieting." It was really clear to me that her body was hungry. And when I mentioned this, she said, "Well, I don't feel hungry unless I'm starving," which is the surest sign of all that there's a lack of body trust from the inside out. So she joined Behind the Binge Academy, which is my signature group coaching program, and we started working on strategies to break free from this deprivation backlash and extreme hunger. To make a long story short, with time, she was able to restore her hunger fullness signals and begin listening to them with ease. Really listening to her body and eating the right amount for her body fell into place once she stopped trying to control her appetite so much and started focusing on providing her body with consistent energy. In a few months, she was able to stop binging, all because she first focused on eating more, eating enough to build back that trust with her body. This permission and enoughness lessened her worry about eating too much because she naturally began listening to her body when her appetite regulated from healing from these past restrictions. This really is a combination of both these physical shifts in behaviors and also a lot of mental shifts. A lot of mindset goes into restriction, and so a lot of mindset work goes into uprooting these restrictive belief systems to truly have unconditional permission to eat. So if you are just starting your journey to binge freedom and feel like you can't listen to your body, you're not alone. This is normal, and I really don't expect anyone with a history of dieting or binging to be able to adopt listening to your body just right out the gate. Work on shifting your concern away from eating too much and know that in this stage of recovery, it is actually better to eat more than it is to eat less. So shifting gears a little bit, let's now talk about what actually determines how much we should be eating. Diet culture likes to tell us that it's just all calories in, calories out, right? Do a simple math equation, log your weight and your height and your activity level into an app, and that's how much you need to be eating. If you exercise, eat more. If you don't exercise, eat less. And your weight. If you're gaining weight, clearly you're eating too much, and so you should be eating less. That all sounds fine in theory, but does this simplification of the way our body works really translate into application? If you're listening to this podcast, no, it doesn't, because our body is always working for us whether or not we try to outsmart it. Meaning, the reality is the things that influence our appetite, the things that influence how much we need to be eating, includes genetics, muscle mass, medications you're taking, health conditions, stress, hormones, your metabolism, your environment, your socioeconomic status, yes, your weight, etc. But so much of these factors are out of our control. And there is a fear associated with our body size and how much food we need being out of our control. And I work a lot on the struggles with control with my clients. But all in all, our body is always in control, no matter how much we try to logically control our body. We can't outsmart our body, unfortunately. And if we could, I would be in the multi-billion-dollar diet industry making loads of money. However, if we can flip the script here a little bit away from the fear, you might see this actually as a really beautiful thing. You do not need to be obsessively counting, weighing, measuring everything you eat in order to meet your body's needs. So how do we know that we're eating enough? How do we know that we're not eating too much? And how do we know that we're not eating too little without tracking? Once you've eaten plenty consistently, you will start to get your hunger fullness signals back and your appetite will be more regulated. This is when you can really start listening to more of these signals from your body intuitively. And naturally, your hunger and fullness signals will tell you when you've had too much or when you've had not enough. So before I get into sharing a bit more about these hungerfulness signals you can start tuning into, how do you know you've had enough in recovery? And how do you know these signals are back in a way that you can start listening to them? The first sign you will likely notice when you have recovered your appetite, per se, is when you are thinking about food a lot less. There is a mental hunger that comes with restriction, where even when you've eaten, even when your stomach feels full, you are still thinking about food. And when you've had enough consistently and your body starts to trust that enough is around the corner, you're going to stop thinking about it less because your body's going to be less in a state of fight or flight, and it's going to be seeking food less because it has had enough. I feel like I'm saying some things redundantly here, but the point is that when you've had enough, your body will tell you that you've had enough and you won't feel like you're still seeking and desiring more food. You'll be able to focus on other things. You'll have a lot more mental energy to go back to work, to study, to hang out with friends, etc., when you're not always thinking about food. Another thing is when you've been eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner consistently in regular intervals. This is crucial to re-regulating your appetite after restriction. And if you're doing this regularly, you are supporting giving your body enough. And you will most definitely start to notice more regularity in hungerfulness signals. You'll start to feel hungry earlier and you'll start to feel satisfied earlier. It'll be like your mental fullness and your physical fullness are finally back in sync. And it's not like you're physically full, but you're still mentally unsatisfied. They'll start communicating better with each other. All in all, as your appetite begins to recover, you're not binging anymore, you're not feeling like your appetite is really erratic, that's when you can really start to tune into hunger and fullness signals. I want to start with sharing some common, or maybe not so common, but some hunger signals that you might notice before we talk about fullness, because we can't stop at the point of fullness if we aren't honoring our hunger. And so that's also why we want to make sure that we're especially looking out for our hunger signals and eating when we're hungry every time. I don't care if you just ate 30 minutes ago, eating when you're hungry is critical to be able to listen to your body in the future. So hunger can come in forms of mood changes. Yes, stomach growling, headache, focus, nausea, thinking about food, energy, anxiety, restlessness, etc. Anything in your mind or your body can be a signal telling you that you're hungry. For example, when I start to trail off in my focus around 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's my first signal that I might be needing a snack. I might be needing a little extra energy. That's not a traditional hunger signal that we are taught to look out for, but that is a signal from my body that it's time to eat something. And then I know I'm satisfied when I have that burst in energy come, when I'm a little bit more focused, and when I'm no longer thinking about food while I'm simultaneously trying to work. So once you become a lot more attuned to your hunger signals, specifically your early hunger signals, then you'll be able to better tune into your fullness and satisfaction signals. Now, I have a whole other episode on the satisfaction factor and why it is an overlooked factor in reaching fullness. It's episode number 28. Definitely go listen to that after this episode. But fullness specifically might feel like a shift in your energy, might be a decrease in the taste or the flavor of the food you're consuming, can be distraction or focus. And I mean distraction from the food that you're eating. You're stopping your meal to go do something because you are done. And you may not even make that connection, but you're eating dinner and then all of a sudden you get up to go fold your laundry and you haven't finished your plate, you could have ADHD, but you also might just be full enough to where you're really not interested in the food on your plate anymore. You're interested in folding your laundry or something else. So yes, distraction and focus are both factors in fullness as well as they are factors in hunger. I know a few of my clients who've mentioned they warm up as they feel full. And then of course, the traditional, your stomach feels full. There is a fullness that you feel in your stomach. Remember, if you were in your early phases of binge eating recovery, listening to your hunger and fullness signals feel pretty much impossible because it is. Your body's in fight or flight, and you want to be nurturing your body back to a place of trust so that you can, in the future, intuitively listen to your hunger fullness signals. So to recap, most people in binge eating recovery need to be most concerned with not eating enough than eating too much. Prioritize adequacy over the fear of eating too much any day of the week in order to move yourself closer and closer to food freedom. The things that determine how much we need to be eating are largely out of our control. However, our body sends us these beautiful signals to be able to tell us when we need more or we need less based on our body's needs without tracking or micromanaging our intake at all. And lastly, you know that you're at a place to start listening to your body when you have more reliable hunger fullness signals in a way that is less erratic, less 0 to 100, and you've been consistently eating plenty at breakfast, lunch, and dinner to a point where you're no longer binging, you're no longer feeling obsessed or distracted by food, and you're able to feel and acknowledge those early signs of hunger and fullness without question, really. I know it sounds crazy, especially if you are just starting your journey, but truly, when your body has had enough food with full permission for more when you need more, you will naturally know when to stop. It's true. It's crazy because I've been where you are before, where I felt like I was always eating and eating and eating and I could never stop. But when that body trust locks back in and that appetite regulates again, it's like magic. It's just as simple as going to the bathroom. I know when I need to go to the bathroom. I know when I'm done using the bathroom. And, you know, that's just a day-to-day signal from my body that I listen to and I trust and my body trusts to send me. And the same thing can happen and be restored within your appetite. Thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast episode. I will link that episode number 38 on satisfaction in the show notes. I want to let you know that my signature group coaching program Behind the Binge Academy is getting ready to open for enrollment. And there is going to be an early bird special. So if you want the inside scoop and you want to be the first to know when enrollment opens, then head to the link in the show notes to get on the wait list. That link is programs.behindthebinge.com/academy, or you can just go to behindthebinge.com and hit on the button that says the academy at the top for all the information and to get on the waitlist. The waitlist will be the first to know about the early bird deal that you will get getting in. And I'm telling you, I've never offered a discount like this before, but I am just too excited for this next cohort. And I want you to have the opportunity to find binge freedom for good, especially as we wrap up this year. I can't believe I'm even saying that. Okay, let's just stay in 2022 for a second, but we are nearing the end of 2022 somehow. So let's end it better than we started it. And we can do that together inside the academy. So don't forget, programs.behindthebinge.com/academy is where you can get all of the information about this next cohort and get on the wait list for that early bird discount. Thanks y'all so much for listening. Don't forget to leave a review if you like the podcast and reach out to us on Instagram with any suggestions for the next episodes. Bye everyone.